Hi, I'm Scott Unash, and this is a KGYM Sports View. For the second consecutive week, I take this time to talk high school sports and change in high school sports. Last week, it was the possibility of the shot clock coming into high school basketball in the very near future. Today, it's about the new quote-unquote cycle of district football, or lack of district football, if you will, in one class. Last Thursday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released its long-awaited look at football for the next two-year cycle. This decision from the IHSAA, with input from the Iowa Football Coaches Association, was thought by many going to change the look of prep football for the future. Except it wasn't really the case. Basically, the procedure remained the same for five of the six classes of high school football. From class 3A to 8 player, districts are still going to be used, with the district champions gaining automatic bids to the playoffs and the RPI system being used to determine the at-large spots. The big change came for this cycle in Class 4A, with districts being eliminated and a new performance-based scheduling system being used to try and make 4A football more equitable and have better matchups for each of the now 40 schools, down from the 42. They will still use the RPI to determine the 16 playoff contenders. Playoff qualifiers remain at 16 for each class, which upset many of the folks who were calling for a new system with 32 teams making the postseason. And finally, this particular cycle will not be a cycle. It will only be used for one season, the fall of 2020. At this time next year, we take a look at everything all over again. Some coaches are happy, some are angry. That's going to be the bottom line with whatever system is used. This has been the case going back to the beginning of district football after conferences were thought to be unfair in coming up with playoff qualifiers. Look, no system is going to be perfect. I still think district football with the relatively new RPI system is the fairest way to go. Perhaps next year, if the new 4A model works, all classes will have the performance-based model. But there are problems with that system as well, as was pointed out to me on Friday night at a basketball game and over the weekend as well. Without districts, you do away with all district honors and other honors. There would only be all-state recognition. So again, it comes down to this. No one is going to be entirely happy with any system. Myself, I still believe 16 teams is the right amount for the playoffs, no matter how you select them. And I believe that 9 games need to be played for a regular season, not 8, which was also discussed. So if you have the right system and combination, please let me know, and I will pass it on to the proper authorities through the proper channels. We also may have held the final wrestling sectionals this past Saturday, but that may be a whole nother debate. I'm Scott Unash with a KGYM Sports View.